Hi, everybody. I am Quentin.
This is Pete.
This is Eric.
And you're listening to
Talkie Talk.
Hey, brosifs.
Hey,
welcome back.
This episode is brought to you by 1-888-ERIC-SEX.
Whoa, come on.
We had to hit him with it right off the bat.
Yeah. I like it, though. I mean,
they were saying that before the podcast.
Well, we found out that Eric's running a secret sex line.
What are you talking about?
You just told us about it.
I am not telling anybody about anything here. You're a liar, and you're a liar.
All I know is someone walked in tonight with his hair and nails done, and that means money.
having my nails painted when I painted them at like 4 in the morning does not mean anything.
They look nice.
I can't paint with my left hand, so my right hand looks horrible all the time.
Would you consider doing another color besides black?
What color?
Purple.
That's an idea.
Maybe red.
I'd have to go out and buy it.
I'll buy it.
I mean, I think a deep purple would be
good. I like a deep purple, yeah. Maybe a metallic purple.
Like a Prince.
Yes.
Purple. Purple Rain.
Purple?
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
It's a great song, though.
How does it go, Eric?
What?
Purple Rain?
I'm not serenading you. Okay. not right now. We have that later, okay?
We do have that later. In case you haven't heard our reasonably new segment, Duet.
Yes.
That's where two of us are assigned a song
by
the third person, and we don't know the song.
Nope.
And it's been a really fun segment.
Guess who got it? Guess who got Duet?
I think you have it this week.
You're right.
Which means Eric and I are... singing.
We are singing.
I'm very amped to hear y'all sing this song because it's always been one of my favorite songs growing up.
Yeah.
I have it memorized.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you think this song would be better? Because you know what song it's going to be.
Right.
Do you think the song would sound better with or without Eric and I touching our thighs together during
the
song?
Yeah, is that needed?
That would make it a lot more intimate.
Okay.
Oh.
Which is a good thing in this case.
I mean, it's what you want.
It's a thing.
If that's what y'all want, maybe, yeah, it would be a good thing.
Speaking of intimacy, because I know Eric's really into her, Taylor Swift is starting to put out she's re-recording all of her songs now.
I heard that.
I'm well aware of this, man.
Because something with her.
You've purchased all of her new albums, Eric?
No. And I'm waiting for 1989 to come out. And then, I'm gonna pre-order that
because she put Red out, Taylor's version, right?
No, it's not out until November, sadly. But
what's the difference between her putting them out and them coming out? Do they sound different?
She's re-recording them entirely.
Because the company owned her songs or something like that.
Uh-huh,
right?
And they kind of sucked.
Okay.
So she's re-recording them for. Okay. People to support her instead of, you know, the weird.
Got you.
I mean, it's safe to say you have an obsession with her. Does it anger you that someone has taken advantage of her like this?
What are you talking about?
I guess it doesn't upset her.
She willingly signed the terrible contract that it was.
You're doing a good job of hiding your secret rage right now for her former agent.
I am like 5% awake, not gonna lie.
5% awake.
Yeah, and you know, I brought that up strategically because I knew talking about Taylor would get the blood flowing, if you know what I mean.
I can't. If this is how you're gonna act, if we ever did a rated R version, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Okay, I truly am.
I'm talking about your circulatory system and your.
I'm so tired.
Okay.
I love it. Yeah, y'all, it's there. You guys are gonna come on Rated I, and we're gonna see how. I'm actually scared, Pete. I'm scared of you.
We're scared of your potential.
He's even laughing evil.
Yeah. I don't even know what to expect.
Yeah.
So we're going to, Eric and I are going to come on your other podcast, Rated I.
Rated I for Immature.
Which, might I remind, was the same one back in episode 13.
Yeah, it was that same one. And hey, I'm a slow worker, man.
No, it's I'm not, I'm just saying, like, to remind them that we have talked about this before. Uh-huh. And
the difference is this, we've intentionally kept this podcast PG-13.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which means we'll walk up to the line, but hopefully we don't cross it.
Yep.
And there's no... holds barred on, on the other one.
It's no, it's nothing held back. You can say anything, really.
Oh my gosh.
So
me and Quentin are gonna have to deal with rated R, Pete.
I mean, it seems like a gift. It keeps on giving.
It's funny because, like, outside of the podcast, I think you hold back still, like, all the time.
You're basically on the line.
You're on the line at all times, and then, like, it's I feel like you're about to go over it, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that'll be fun. So we'll let you guys know, all you talkies out there, we'll let you guys know when it happens so you can go check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll link to it and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. What I want to get to this week right off the bat is, have you guys watched the show that's sweeping the nation?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Squid Game.
Yes.
I have watched a total of two episodes, the first and the last.
What? Mine, it's mind-blowing. The second episode.
How do you watch this last episode?
I wasn't the one watching it. Somebody put it on the first
and the last episode.
What?
The stuff that happens in between is kind of important.
Yeah,
right?
No,
right.
I've been meaning to watch it. I had my dad. He put it on just to check it out because everybody was talking about it. And,
right.
So he watched it. He watched it in English. Which one? If you haven't watched it and you plan on watching it, don't watch it in English.
No, watch it with the subtitles.
Watch
Way
it
better.
With the subtitles.
I watched it with the English.
No,
I don't want to read the whole time.
You are such an American.
I have such a problem with. If you have a problem with desynced audio to video, you'll hate this.
No, I don't.
I despise it. It messes with my head every time I watch it.
You know they got new ways they're doing things now with that, as far as in like syncing the voice. They're CGI-ing mouths now. So,
or just watch it in the original language.
All right, I'm going to watch it in the English version, but it can't be as good.
No, I love that.
I do plan on watching it in Korean. Okay. And he just put on the first episode to check it out, and then I watched it, but I had to go to work, and then I just watch it until the last episode.
Do they at least have Asian accents when they talk?
No.
No.
In the English version? It just sounds like some Midwesterner.
Hey, Gi-hoon.
Not that Western.
Be careful
out
there,
not that
buddy.
Western, though.
They did do a bit on it on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Western. They westernized the Squid Games.
Oh, see?
With Pete. Yeah. With Pete.
Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson.
He's funny.
Funny guy.
And the guy from the new James Bond movie. Not Daniel Craig, the other guy. He's
in
it.
I don't know anything about James Bond.
Pierce Brosnan.
No, he's in this new James Bond, but he's like a co-actor. I don't know his name.
Oh, okay.
He's in the video.
I can't remember anybody's names from there. I only watched the two episodes.
Just you can use their player numbers. That's probably the best way to do it.
The second to the last to survive. You know, the friend of the main character.
Yep.
Yeah. Si-hoon? Something like that.
Yeah,
I don't even know close to what their name.
His mother in the English version sounds like a 30-year-old woman.
Oh, she's...
And she does not look 30.
No, but she's hot. I mean, for a 70-something-year-old Korean lady? Hello.
Do you guys know what Won is? Won? They say Won almost.
Won.
It sounds like...
They say Won in the English version. They go, Won?
Right. Yeah, I Googled it because I didn't know how much...
it's like millions of
dollars. It's 38.
30, yeah.
38 million.
That's a lot of money.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I have a lot of questions about this show that aren't really fun to get into because it's like... Just you have to suspend disbelief, I think, with a show like that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of things didn't add up. Like, where did they get the $38 million?
I think my conclusion is just from rich people.
Right, but
do you know how rich this person has to be? They own an island.
That's true.
That's true. And they got all these other rich people that were part of it, you know. So I'm assuming
that's a heavy investment.
That is, just to see a bunch of people kill each other.
The thing I don't believe, the biggest thing that I have a hard time believing is they give up the game after the first game.
Right.
And then they pretty much all come back.
They all come back.
That
which
does
is,
not make sense.
Yeah.
I'd also like to talk.
They didn't all come back, though.
No, but like 2/3 of them came back.
Yeah.
I'd love to talk about the two episodes that I've watched. I have
We got to be careful here with spoiler alerts.
Yeah, I'm not going to spoil anything. I mean, I basically spoiled a part earlier, but whatever.
Right.
The main character is not
like
a
him.
Good father.
Yeah, I don't like him.
He's a bad father.
He took care of everybody. I'm spoiling. Let me stop. Because I feel like we're going to give stuff away
Is it spoilers? I feel like everybody's watched it but me.
I think what's safe to say is what you could see in the trailer, which is a lot of people die in this show.
Right.
Yes.
But probably beyond that, we shouldn't say a lot.
Yeah. I feel like when the term main character comes out of someone's mouth, you're like, oh, that guy's not dead yet. It's like, it's built around the show.
Yeah. Right. And he has some redeeming moments, but in the end, you still realize he's just a heaping piece of trash.
Yep.
He's not a good father.
At all. Or a
not
good person.
Not once has he chose his daughter over anything else.
Yeah,
he chose the game back because realizing he could die for all this money, he instead of going and trying to make his life better, he then goes back to the game.
Well, so maybe we should just answer this question and move on, because if you haven't watched the show, of no interest, it's like, this is the worst podcast ever.
Yeah.
So you have a 1 in 456 chance of winning $38 million.
Minus one, I guess.
You die if you.
And you may die if you don't win. Are you going to take those odds?
I wouldn't. It's no way. Genuinely when I left, I wouldn't have came back. I'm not risking my life. I mean, that's a lot of money, yeah, but I'm not going to risk my life. Like, you got a 456? No. You're not.
Here's the thing, though. You had to play the first game and not die. And I will tell you this. A lot of people did.
Yeah. Do you think you would have passed the first game?
I know I would have.
I might have. Because, like, all these other people, they seen that the person moved just the slightest and they got killed away.
I'll tell you. So here's how I know. I was at a fancy dinner party last night. You guys heard the story.
Yep.
I watched an entire tray of champagne being dumped on this woman and I didn't flinch.
Really?
Inside, I was eternally amused by the whole thing. Poker face. Just
so you weren't even making a face? You were just looking at laughing in the inside.
I was emotionless on the outside. Inside, I was gleeful. I couldn't believe what I just saw. And I did get karma, because just before the podcast, I had a whole glass full of soda, and I spilled it and it got everywhere. All of my socks were soaking wet.
Yep.
It ended up on my walls. It's bad.
It's probably still somewhere.
It's definitely somewhere. It'll be here. I'll be finding it 2 years from now. There's a more splash of Coke. Cherry Coke is what it was.
Yep. I think that you got your karma. I don't think nothing will happen.
I hope it's over with now. A couple other things in the news I wanted to see if you guys experienced. It's been a couple weeks now, but Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp went down a couple Mondays ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And were down for like 7 hours.
Yeah, that was something.
Coincidentally did not get on Facebook.
Yeah,
at
me neither.
All.
I didn't know nothing about it.
Well, yours truly was trying to upload the last podcast we did.
Oh, man, okay.
And I'm trying to get into Anchor, which is where, you know, we record the podcast through.
Right.
Yeah. And I have to sign in using Facebook.
So
gotcha. I did eventually just create a login for Anchor, which is probably the smart thing to do. I'm like, okay, you know what? Maybe I should start coming up with my own password instead of logging into everything.
That's what I do. I log everything in because I don't want to create a password and do all that stuff. And then that password, you got to have
a special character.
You can't, you know, all these rules. So I just sign in with Facebook. It's much more.
That's great until Facebook goes down for 7 hours.
There you go. Yeah.
So that kind of sucked. The other thing in the news is, I don't know if you guys follow college football, pro football.
A little bit.
There's a head coach, real well-known coach, Urban Meyer. Mm-hmm. Got into a wee bit of trouble recently.
Yep.
He's a alleged Christian man who talks about that quite a bit. He's been married for a long time. And then he got caught in a club with some girl probably half his age.
Oh, no way.
Even younger.
No way.
I don't think I heard this story.
Oh, she was grinding on him pretty good. Oh, gosh. In a way,
grinding's
it's like,
a different thing.
He's old enough where you're like, that's gross.
I think he's getting it.
It's just gross.
I think once you say the number, once you say half their age, that's where it gets terrible. A lot of situations.
So he had some splaining to do. So I'm gonna just look up real quick how old Urban Meyer is, because that has a little something to do with it. He's 57.
Okay.
And I guarantee, so half his age would be what, 28? 28 and a half.
Yeah.
I guarantee this girl was not 28 and a half. She was a college girl.
Oh, younger than 28. Oh,
okay. And she was grinding out. Now, to his credit, at least the one camera angle that came out, he had his hands to himself, but she was in front of him, sort of with her behind.
Where was he at? This was in a club?
Yeah, he. I think it was at a club.
Yeah, the club downtown, you know.
And she's grinding out. And then, so he apologizes, and he said, you know, he's, you know, his family's upset with him, which is, I think,
reasonable
code for my wife threw me out of the house.
Right.
Yeah.
And then an alternate angle came out of him actually taking his fingers and kind of poking the girl's butt.
Ooh,
so
okay.
It was he didn't just keep his hands to himself.
No, and he's supposed to be this Christian man and all that stuff, so.
Right.
They're
so
looking at it.
Unfortunate.
Did he lose his job or anything?
Now he's an NFL head coach. They don't care. I mean, the players do way worse than that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they rib him a little bit when the players got back to practice after that weekend.
Yeah, that probably just affected him at home.
They all, they do on three, they break, and they usually yell something. Yeah. So they all thought it'd be really funny to yell grind on three. So one, two, three, grind. And the video of them is great because they look like little kids, so happy and giddy that they came up with this.
Wait, that's actual video.
There's actual video of it. Yeah, you gotta go find
that's
it.
So
anyways, Urban, if you're listening, and we suspect he is, shame on you.
Yeah,
unfortunately. Right.
And if you're Urban's wife, and you end up getting divorced, we hope you get taken for everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Not even half.
Take him for everything.
Everything.
He's an Ohio State guy. We don't like
Michigan. Oh, I forgot. This is like Michigan. So y'all really don't like Ohio State.
Yeah, I hate
here.
Ohio. I don't care.
Yeah, I got some people I work with, and you bring up O around them. The letter O. Ohio State. Oh, I hate Ohio State. Oh.
It's one thing that Michigan and Michigan State fans can agree on is that you just don't like Ohio State.
I never get how Michigan and Michigan State don't. I just never.
They don't like each other.
How they don't like it. You have the same state.
Yeah, I have a coworker who's the same way. She's like, you really wouldn't root for Michigan if they're not playing Michigan State? Like, no. I would actively root against them.
What if it's Michigan against Ohio State?
I root for Ohio State.
I thought you were going to say
I wouldn't watch that game.
No, I would watch it. I'd root for Ohio State. The hatred I have for University of Michigan is so deep-seated. It's in my colon.
Really?
It's in your colon.
Yeah.
Wow. You should get that checked out.
Deep down to the toes.
Yep.
Where the colon is located.
In the toe?
In the toes. Your colon.
I'm not colon.
I had this guy that I work with. He was walking around, and I was like, I just don't get why you would get a tattoo of anything of a college that if you didn't go to it. And I realized he had an M on his chest.
That touched a nerve on that.
He said, I think it's a great college to go to. I said, yeah, I just don't get why you would get it tattooed if you didn't physically go to the school.
Right.
And he's like, well, I got one right here on my. He showed me his M. I was like, well, I mean, yours is that's a good tattoo, though. I'm trying to get out of it. I'm like, oh, man.
You should have stuck your guns on that one. It's still kind of dumb.
It's kind of dumb.
It's pretty dumb, especially if it's Michigan. Now, I went to state, but I don't have a state tattoo. But if I got one, there's like two categories I would probably pick from. One would be, you know, family, like my kids or my wife.
Right.
The other would be Michigan State, because I'm never not going to be a huge Michigan State fan, no matter what happens in my life. So,
yeah,
you know, friends can come and go. I probably would never get Eric's name or likeness tattooed on me.
What about just his face?
I think Eric might go. I think you and I are probably going to be friends for a long time. So.
Yeah.
We don't know where you're going to go.
Even though Eric is technically my family.
Yeah, he is.
He's
one of your two nephews.
I have several nephews.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the two nephews. Well, you had an extra nephew the last time.
I have nephews I've known a lot longer than Eric, so I don't know where you'd fall, but you're definitely top 10 nephews.
There you go.
Top 10.
Yeah.
Has less than 10.
I think I have less than 10, but
there's some error in the
top 10.
That is technically related to Pete.
There you go.
I had a few other news stories that I wanted to run by you guys. Mm-hmm. I thought this one was really fun, a little bit different for us. It's not Florida this time. It's New Zealand.
Okay.
Oh. And the headline reads, you know this one?
I had this one.
Okay. New Zealand Council ends contract with Wizard after two decades of service. Ian Brackenberry Channel was paid $16,000 a year to provide acts of wizardry for the city of Christchurch in New Zealand.
This is real.
an actual wizard. I mean, he's not an actual wizard, but they paid him for wizard services.
By reading the quote that he said at the end of the page.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'll cut you off. I'm going to let you finish.
We're going to link this on Twitter for you guys so you can see the story. Oh, my goodness,
dude. And I feel like I need to pull up
this quote. It's at Talkie Talk, guys, if you're looking for us on Twitter. But I'm just going to show Quentin and Eric real quick what this dude looks like.
Whoa, he looks like an actual wizard.
He looks like Dumbledore. Yeah, right out of Harry Potter.
New Zealand. Man, that's cool.
That
dude.
Is Ian, what's his name? Ian Brackenberry Channel.
Yeah, no, I have it pulled up right here, actually.
I mean, this dude's he's owning the wizardry. There's there's another photo of him where he's just like standing over a crowd of people.
Doing his thing. Doing he got a stick thing. And everything.
Like, I don't know if he's just like 8 feet tall or if he's standing
why is
on
he
something.
So tall? Yeah, why is he so much? He's standing on something. There's no way he's that tall.
It's called magic, Quentin.
He's right, levitating. I'm sorry, yeah. The levitating. He's the unemployed wizard now.
Well, yeah, now he's unemployed.
What kind of things were of magic did they hire him to do?
Well, let's see here. Acts of wizardry and other wizard-like services. He's been paid a total of $368,000.
Jeez, I'm gonna be a wizard.
I don't know what if he puts like hexes or spells on people or what
this
he does.
This world is crazy, dude. We got wizards out here making $380,000 a year.
So when I heard about this, I thought, you know what? We're a wizard-friendly podcast.
Yes.
And I thought, let's give this guy a shot. So I invited him over to interview with you guys for a spot on the podcast.
Okay.
So I'm going to invite in Ian Brackenberry Channel, the former wizard of New Zealand.
Okay.
So
let's
here
bring
comes.
Him on in.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hi.
Hello, I'm Ian Brackenberry Channel.
That is a very cool name you got there.
Thank you. I'm applying for your podcast. I've recently found myself unemployed.
Oh, really?
Right.
What happened?
Well, long story, of course. I was a wizard in New Zealand. And turns out they don't need me anymore. I've quote-unquote overstayed my welcome.
No. Oh, you have the... I'm loving the outfits. You got the pointy hat.
Go to hell. I'll see them in hell, as a matter of fact.
You'll see them
in... I've put a spell on them. I have indeed.
Do you think you could put a spell on our podcast so we get more viewers and stuff?
Absolutely. It's one of my specialties.
I don't know. We might have to have you on the show then. If you can conduct this kind of magic.
I've got a really nice wand if you'd like to touch it.
Aha, pass on that.
Yep, gonna have to pass.
You know, you can keep your wand.
I wasn't talking to you. I was looking at this one.
I'm gonna pass.
Okay.
I'll pass. He said okay.
I'm still interested in the job.
Okay, I want to hear some more of some things that you can do. Like, what do you bring to the table to talk about?
What can't I do? Any type of spell you can think of.
But how much is it going to cost us?
Do you need anyone dead?
Ooh. No, I don't need anyone
dead.
Just
kidding. I don't do that unless you're into it.
I love it. I mean, I know we saw the article where they paid you so much money. That's what I'm concerned. Like, will we have to pay you?
Well, I was making $16,000 a year.
Okay.
I would like a bit of a pay raise for my next position.
A raise?
Okay. Please.
Okay. I mean...
are you on Indeed or LinkedIn? If so, I'll send you my resume.
You do that.
Okay. Please keep me in mind. I'd love to be part of your pod.
And you're savvy with the lingo, too.
Right. I'm a bit of a digital engagement expert.
How old of a wizard are you?
I'm pretty old.
Okay.
I'm not going to disclose my age, but I'm old as dirt.
Dirt? Dirt's pretty old.
Right.
I think it'd be great to have you on the show. I don't know. We would have to have four people or just got to get rid of somebody.
I can make that happen. All right, but cheerio, you handsome boys, keep me in mind.
Okay.
Let me know if you change your mind about my wand, okay, lassie? Laddie?
Hello.
Hello.
Nope.
Cheerio.
How'd the interview go, guys?
No, that's a no. We're going to say a no to that really quick.
Yeah, okay.
Too much one to touch wands and all that.
Oh.
That, yeah. And he wanted more than 16,000 a year.
Okay. Well, not on our budget.
No.
You're right.
Speaking of money, there's another headline. This one is from, not from Florida, I don't think, from Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
The headline reads, "Man playing lottery shocks reporter with how he'd spent his winnings."
Okay.
And I think the subheadline says it
all.
Oh,
I saw that.
Well, I'm definitely, I'll say it like he would say it. "Well, I'm definitely going to get a new supercharged Mustang with dual exhaust and about 5 kilos of cocaine, and I'll be good to go."
And then the reporter was like, "So you like sports cars?" She completely ignored that he said something about cocaine.
That's because she doesn't want to acknowledge it.
Right.
Because anytime somebody brings it up, right, she gets reminded of her past addiction.
Oh,
She's recovering
and soon to not be recovering because she's about to ask that guy for some coke.
Yeah, they went on a binge that has not ended yet, probably.
And they're still on it right now.
Also, back real fast to the wizard thing. Okay. New Zealand is where they filmed Lord of the Rings, correct?
I think you're right, Eric, yeah.
There's actually a wizard there. How crazy is that?
He actually looks like that actor, though.
Yeah. Oh,
he looks like the guy who... I'm sure that's not him, obviously.
There's the dude in Lord of the Rings, and then there's Dumbledore from Harry Potter. And I can't get them.
They can probably be standing in the same spot. They could have replaced him. I wouldn't even notice.
Yep. They actually did replace Dumbledore because the guy that played him in the first couple movies died.
Did he?
And then they replaced. Yeah.
Well, I didn't even notice.
I know. I think the only person, literally the only person that noticed was my mom.
Really?
Yeah. She noticed.
Well, that's crazy.
So in an article I have pulled up, it says that he said, "It makes no difference. I will still keep going. They'll have to kill me to stop me."
The guy who won the lottery?
No, the wizard.
I like his spirit, though.
I like his spirit, too.
His spirit will not be... He's like an untamed horse.
Well, when you're a wizard...
His spirit will not be broken.
You're a wizard. From Harry Potter.
You're a wizard, Harry.
You actually had a story too.
Okay.
Did anybody know that William Shatner went to space?
His name is William Shatner. He played Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
I said Kirk Cobain, like Nirvana lead singer.
It said William Shatner's journey into space this morning was much bigger than tourism for the ultra wealthy, but a symbol of power. I saw the interview that he did with after he went through space, and it was like it almost brought tears to my eyes.
Going to space is like the ultimate flex.
Yeah, it is.
Are you a nerd enough to know who Captain Kirk is, by the way?
Yeah,
I'm just making sure.
I know Star Wars.
Ow. Anyhow, there's also a picture of him in space with him holding up a sign that says, "Suck it, Picard."
So William Shatner might officially be the most obese person that's been in space now.
Yeah, definitely. Because they got a... Yeah, he is.
He's a heavy... Oh. He was at least a heavy set guy.
Oh, he's a heavy set guy. Yeah. Still. And he's... But he got the... No one... Who can say they've been in space, though? But that's not an astronaut.
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, you're right.
He's also not... he's also been in space in fictional stories.
Yeah, that's his thing.
Yeah, that was his...
Is that why he got the rat out there? Like, it has something to do with
it? He wanted to be out there because of that. Like, the whole suck it Picard thing is like a joke for Star Trek.
Yeah. But, I thought that was interesting that they're starting to send people out there to space now, because they said by 2024 they're going to try to have a hotel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they want to have a hotel up there for the wealthy.
That's too soon.
Who do you think will run that? Will that be like a Holiday Inn Express, or do you think it'll be like a Hilton?
It'll probably be like a Hilton.
Yeah. Honestly, a Hilton. Holiday
Space
Inn.
Space Hilton.
Yeah.
It's got a nice ring to it.
Space Hilton. Holiday Inn isn't nearly as fancy as Hilton.
It's nicer than the Paris Hilton.
Is it nicer?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paris.
Paris Hilton's kind of skanky, isn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The
you
moon
guys
Hilton.
Crack me up.
All right. Well, I got one more news story. I think this one is the best visual I think we've had in a long time. This comes to us courtesy of Fox News for all you right-wing lovers out there. Australian former soldier accused of storming animal shelter to get cat back, pleads guilty, report says. Whitman told police he suffers from PTSD because of his military service. So let me read just a little bit of this to you guys. A former Australian soldier accused of storming an animal shelter to retrieve his cat pleaded guilty Monday to charges from the offense, according to local reports. Tony Whitman, 45, wore full combat gear, and mind you, he's going to get his cat back from a shelter.
All right.
Wore full combat gear and was armed with a fake assault rifle when he barged into the Lost Dogs home in Melbourne January 11th. A 23-year-old employee pleaded for her life as Whitman tied her up and questioned her about the whereabouts of his cat. Whitman told the employee to count to 100, and he left the shelter without retrieving his cat. Police arrested him when he returned the next day.
There's so much to unload.
That's
here.
Not even Florida either.
That's Melbourne, Australia.
Australia, you know, Australian
which is like
people.
The Florida of
it's
Great Britain.
The Florida
Britain.
Of Great Britain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, people is insane in this
and
world.
He went full Rambo to get his cat.
Give me my cat. Stop blowing your head.
He went John. He went John Wick here. He went straight up John Wick.
He really did. And he didn't even leave with his cat.
Yeah.
He didn't even get his cat. I mean, John Wick never got his dog back either.
Spoiler alert.
He didn't.
Well, I don't know.
The dog died in the
He's
first.
He's just a spoiler giver.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you didn't watch the first 10 minutes of John Wick.
I'll give another spoiler. Squid Game has nothing to do with squids.
Yeah, it does.
Not
just
really.
Not living ones. More like drawings on the ground.
Yeah. It's a pretty.
They tell you that in the first like minute of
It's
the
a pretty
show.
Indirect connection. Anyways. I just thought that was amazing. This guy loves his cat so much.
Truly.
So he didn't get the cat, though.
He didn't get the cat. But that act of love, like...
Yeah, but his act of love got him 10 years to life, probably.
Yeah, that cat's probably not going to last another 10 years.
No,
sadly, so.
He'll never see that cat again.
My advice to all you Whitman out there listening is get you a man that loves you like this man loves his cat.
Yeah,
truly.
Yeah.
And that man, in our case, is Eric Gomez.
Here
he
you go.
Will love you.
Here's the buildup. Where's the bus?
He will love you more than he loves Taylor Swift, more than he loves Addison Rae, and more than this man, Australian man, loved his cat.
I don't know who Addison Rae is.
You do, because we talked about her last time.
I don't know what you're
And you looked right at her bosoms.
Bosoms!
You say bosoms as if it means that. Do you know what bosom means?
Bosoms.
It's like a French way of saying boobies, I think.
No, it's not.
Bosom. I thought that's what it was.
It means chest.
That's what you looked at.
You have a bosom. I have a bosom.
I don't
he
have no
bosom.
Bosom.
You have a bosom.
No, I don't.
It's, yes,
I
it is chest area.
I might have a brosom.
I got a brosom. There you go. I like that one.
I don't have
a brosom. You got brosom, bro.
Go looking at my brosoms.
My eyes are up here.
No boobies. You got brobies.
Brobies. I like it, bro.
The moobs.
You guys are so immature.
Wow.
This podcast should
you
be called Rated I for immature.
Wow, yeah, really.
Wow.
I mean, theoretically, we can still take that name.
No, you can't.
You didn't copyright it.
It is copyrighted. No. You can take my name.
No.
Wow, Eric.
Also, here's just a really local news story, which only probably matters if you live in Jackson. But if not, it's still interesting. So we have a new hamburger joint in Jackson called Dahlin Burgers.
Yep.
New.
Okay. And there's a story in the local paper that In-N-Out Burger, which is really big out west, is suing Dahlin Burger.
What?
Because they say they've infringed or copied their likeness. The middle
They do
of,
got the checkeredness.
Well, of, they've got sort of the 50s car vibe going on.
Yeah.
They wear kind of the same kind of uniforms. And then in the sign, the Dahlin Burgers is an N with an apostrophe in front of it. Huh. And In-N-Out Burger
is the N with the apostrophe.
I'm so, calling bull squat on that one.
But the guy that owns Dahlin Burger, his name is Justin Dahlenberg.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And so
he was made to make burgers.
It's a play on his name.
Yeah.
It has maybe it has something to do with In-N-Out Burger, but not much.
Yeah, sure. Maybe it's inspired by it. Like the bags and the cups and stuff. Like I've seen that, and the first thing I thought of was, hey, that kind of looks like In-N-Out's art style.
In and out, I thought you just pull in. You don't really go inside In and Out. You just park in, right? You park there and they come to your
car. You definitely have to pull out. That's part of the arrangement.
Right? I mean, yeah. No, you drive in.
You can park there as long as you want. You just have to pull out when you're done.
Right. If their menu was at all similar, then I would get it. But it's not. It's not similar.
Well, yeah, I don't know In-N-Out Burger's menu enough, but yeah. I also feel
it's
like this
a cheeseburger four times.
Well, it's punching down. Like In-N-Out Burger is this massive franchise.
It's a massive franchise. And there's,
they literally have two restaurants, one in Jackson, one in, I think, Tecumseh, Michigan.
Is that the only, it's the only two?
That's it, yeah.
So oh, like, they didn't probably they do can, that there. Yeah,
they can leave that place alone.
And they're not even suing for money. They're just saying to, like, change the name, change the, which would be, like, super expensive for a small business to do.
Yeah.
So if you're out there,
are they
going
to make him change his last name too? My God.
That would be good. Legally change your last name.
What would you change it to?
Well,
if you a burger, that's like perfect. His name is Dollenberg.
I wonder if they're suing Mark Wahlberg. What?
His name. He's got burger.
Wahlburgers,
in his name.
Right?
He's got
Wahlburgers.
Yeah. Wahlburgers. Any restaurant that has the name Burger in it.
You're taking it.
They're copycats.
Sorry, but we copyrighted the word burger.
So the call to action for our talkies out there is just don't eat In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
Until they pull this lawsuit.
This is ridiculous.
And you've had Dollenberger, haven't you, Pete?
I've had it a few times. More than a few. No.
He hasn't had it.
I haven't had it yet. I drive past.
You've
got
to try it.
Have you had the poutine there? Big fan of that.
Beg your pardon?
come on. You haven't had the poutine there?
So let me get this straight.
It's called a poutine?
You pull in, you have the poutine, and then you pull out. Is that what you're saying?
Poutine.
The French fries, the gravy, and the cheese curds. Yes, it's a Canadian dish called the poutine.
It sounds messy.
Very messy.
Really sloppy.
Hilarious.
What you got there, poutine?
Wow, you're so immature. Should we call it rated I for immature?
Oh, my goodness. No, not doing this. You are not doing this because I see where you're going with it.
If you say it one more time, we legally have to adopt that name. So be careful.
Do not say it no more. We legally have to adopt it.
We have to legally change our name. Anyway, so that just kind of sucks that they're punching down at this place. But
yeah, I don't think they're going to win that, though, especially if they only got a couple restaurants. They can't.
And the guy's name is Dollenberg.
Right.
So I feel like that's a pretty good cover right there.
Right, right. Unless he changed his name to Dollenberg.
Even if it was like if the name was based off the apostrophe N thing based on In-N-Out, then like – That is a good cover up though.
And In-N-Out does not have, they don't corner the market on the 1950s or cars.
No.
Those things were around before In-N-Out Burger.
There's so many restaurants. They got Rudy's, they do the drive-in thing.
Yep.
And then you got Sonic. You got, it's a bunch of them that seem more like In-N-Out than Dollenberger.
There's also like the fact that they're not even in the in
they don't have any. I don't think they have any Michigan locations.
They don't have any Michigan locations.
They're out
at
west.
All.
Yeah.
They honestly have like two total eastern locations, I think, or something like that. Mm. They really don't like us, apparently, in the east.
Well, because we got a dude named Dollenberger trying to take his idea. Probably.
Well, you know what? Dollenberger can be the in and out of the east over here.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you know what? Their food's pretty good. I like it.
Okay.
Yep. They should get Addison Rae to be their spokesperson. What do you think about that idea?
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't even know who Addison Rae is.
Addison. Nice cover-up, though.
What do you mean cover-up? I literally don't know
who
that is.
What are you fiddling over there? Are you fiddling with something? Right
He's fiddling with something. We started talking about Addison Rae.
Wait, stop!
Super fidgety all of a sudden.
This is the bus. I told you. Remember, he was just building me up. Here's the bus.
The bus?
Yes.
He's
the build up, the build up, the throw under the bus.
Oh, okay. All right.
So the bus.
Man.
That's the bus.
Wow, you really follow this down to a science, though.
It's a pattern. It's a pattern of behavior. All right. Well, I think that was it for my stories. Any other news stories for you guys?
You took all of mine.
No.
Oh.
I just wanted to talk about
there's the bus.
William
Did
Shatner.
You hear it? The bus? He just threw me under the bus.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, you're so immature. Maybe we should call this podcast something different, but I don't know what.
Wow. You're not coming on my show. You're not coming on, dude.
That's got to be like the only joke I say.
It's just going to be me and Pete. That's it.
That's it.
You see what he does? He builds it up.
He builds it up. Those, yeah,
my, how the turns have tabled. Wow, all right. Anything else, guys? If not, we'll take a little break.
I do not have anything.
I do not have another thing.
Okay, we'll go out before, take a little break, listen to this commercial coming up. It's how we keep the lights turned on.
Honestly, I wanted to talk about that commercial because I just listened to our...
It holds up. You don't think so? You want to re-record it?
It's kind of cringe.
All of it's kind of cringe.
It's kind of cringy.
This whole podcast kind
of
cringe.
I was
going to
say, I think you missed the whole theme of the podcast.
Yeah, that's the point. Did you?
No, it is. It's over the top. Like, it's not over the top cringe, but I was listening at it and... Wait, I'm trying to remember.
It's not like we're being genuine.
People have literally heard it like thousands of times. So it's not...
yeah, I guess
thousands,
so.
Yeah.
It's out there.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't unring the bell.
All right, well, here you go. You're about to hear it one more time.
We should think about... updating it though.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. So maybe next time we'll do that. But yeah. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy and we'll be back right after this break. Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check.
Testy 1-2.
Testy 1-2-3.
And we are.
No, wait. We got to give more separation.
We got to give more time. Yeah.
Okay. I need more of a clean break. So 3-2-1.
Testy 1-2. Testy 1-2.
You know what? Leave it in. Leave it in. He gets to. It's leaving. It's getting left in because you didn't do the break.
What? Okay. We're back.
Nope. Yeah, we're back right now.
We're back.
Leave that in.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We're back.
We're leaving that in.
Okay.
Eric's now my producer, so I'm listening to what he says.
Leave that in. Keep it. Don't you change it.
No, it's because, like, he wouldn't give you the break. He had two tries and he didn't.
There is no breaks with me, Eric.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Somebody's not
very... He looked me dead in...
Somebody's not...
He looked me dead in my eyeballs when I said that.
All I said was, gosh.
There's a lot of sexual tension between you guys tonight.
Wait, no,
Pete,
it's just
so
tension.
Immature.
Just tension. You know you can't help yourself. Anyway, look. We're back with some segments. And I, as you know, I do have duet. But we're going to save that for last.
Save the best for last.
The best for,
last.
But
I'm just
going
to say right now, though, Eric, if you don't look in my eyes when we're singing together, I'm going to be really pissed.
Okay.
Thailand's in the stream. That is what we are.
Thailand's in the stream. Okay, I got favorite, and it's a simple favorite.
A simple favorite. It's a favorite.
What is your favorite book that you have read or want to read?
Favorite book? Is now a good or bad time to admit I don't really read a lot of books?
Okay, all right. What about you, Eric?
Could it be book or pamphlet?
You have a favorite pamphlet?
You might be able to come up with one here.
More than a book? What the heck?
I'm not going to be a pamphlet.
I read this book called Legends of Kyoshi or Rise Shadow. It's Rise of Kyoshi. I don't know why I'm not thinking of the name right. It's a good book.
What is it about?
Well, do you know the animated series Avatar: The Last Airbender?
Yep.
It's about an avatar.
Okay.
So a previous avatar.
But not that avatar.
No, no, no. A different one.
Okay.
And I really liked it. I have a hard time reading books all the time.
Okay.
So when I find a book that I really like and I'm able to read and actually want to turn the next page.
Right.
It's pretty impressive to me.
I didn't realize that y'all weren't big readers.
Oh,
but I'm going to.
Wait, no, I didn't get to answer it yet.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot you had to pick your.
So my favorite book.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Twilight.
Twilight.
Yeah, you've read Twilight. Have you read Twilight?
No.
Yes.
Nope.
You can pick a book that you don't that you have not read. Just
oh,
a
yeah.
bit. But Twilight is yours.
What's your book called again?
Oh, Lifeless.
Lifeless. Not
you
Twilight.
Got mad confused with
Twilight.
Wow.
He's so upset.
Wow. Wow.
I thought that was your book. My bad.
I am, however, in the process of...
That's why I looked at you when I said it.
You literally looked me in my eyes and said Twilight.
I just wanted to get a reaction out of you.
I am in the process of... reading a book called Breaking Legacies that I like. I'm just really not great at sticking to a book.
Maybe get some audiobooks.
What's it called? Breaking Legsies?
That's what I thought.
Legacies.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It's very interesting so far. I'm excited to read more whenever I actually can focus.
Okay, no, that's fine. Sometimes it takes a lot of energy to put into like reading a book, you know, quiet spaces and you know, you time. And anyway, that was my favorite.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. That just happened.
That's awesome. Well, that's
insane. Rated I for an insane.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick you right in the jaw.
What?
I have a feeling this podcast is about to be called Rated I for Intensive Care Unit.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, dude.
Rated ICU.
Yes.
Okay, so I've got a role play for you guys.
All right.
We're going to spice things up a little bit. We're going to dabble a little bit into Talkie Talk After Hours.
Oh, okay. No.
For this one. Are you ready?
Okay.
And then I had this, like, sinking realization that I have shower thoughts, and I didn't actually get any shower thoughts. So I'm going to have to come up with something on the fly here. But I do have a role play, and here we go. Eric is the manager of a male strip club named Fireballs.
Have we not done this before?
By the way, can I just say how proud I am of the name of that male strip club?
I like came it.
Up Do with? They sell fireballs there?
Quentin.
They only sell Fireball.
Quentin is a veteran stripper who was in a tragic stripping accident that left him paralyzed from the neck down.
The neck?
Yeah.
Okay.
He is ready to get back to stripping under the new stage name, Humpty Dump Truck. Eric really doesn't want to hire him, but is worried about a potential discrimination lawsuit from Quentin.
Okay. All right. I think I can make this.
You guys understand?
Have we not done this before? But with me, the male stripper instead?
We've done some sort of stripper.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I've been a male stripper before. I think I remember such a thing.
But this has got a little twist. We have definitely not done quadriplegic.
No, we
before.
Have not.
No.
Paralyzed neck down.
Okay.
So, anyways.
Okay, I'm trying to think of a character.
We'll just call this a quadriplegic stripper.
Yeah, okay. Let's just go
and
into
it. Action.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I see your accident didn't go so great.
You seem uncomfortable. You act like you never seen a quadriplegic before.
No, it's just, you know, I just haven't
listen
seen
here,
you after
sweetie.
The accident.
Listen, oh. I've been dancing for years, 10 years. I got out, I've been dancing since I got out of high school, baby. And I'm coming here to dance my heart away. Now, you may look at me and you think, you don't got nothing because you ain't got no legs and no arms and no body or nothing. But I'm telling you, I've been working this chair ever since I got out the hospital. And I know what I was made to strip. I was made to dance. There's nothing you can do to stop me.
You see, I just don't think that would work out.
You smell that? Do you smell it? I smell a little bit of case of discriminatory against me.
Ooh.
Are you saying I can't work with you because I'm a quadriplegic?
No, it's just like, you know, we typically have pole dancing here, and you...
I'll have you know, I do chin-ups every day. And no, I know I can't do it with my hand. I do it with my chin. I jump out of my chair every morning, and I chin my body up. I got a really strong jawline, and I've been working this... And I've been working this for a long time, sweetie. So unless you can give me a good excuse why you cannot hire me, then we're going to have a lawsuit on our hands.
You know what? Sure.
Thank you. Now, and I'm going to let you know this. I know you're looking at me with that look on your face like, how is he going to do this? How is he going to make this work? That's going to... I'm so sorry. But I'm going to make it work for you, Eric.
Ring, 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 ring. Oh, looks like your phone's ringing there.
Hello.
Hey, is this Fireball?
Yes.
Okay. I'm Humpty Dump Truck. You guys have? It's he. You guys got him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who are you talking to?
We just found him, boys. We'll be over. We got a whole bus full of boys coming over. Bye-bye.
Who was that on the phone?
It was people calling for you.
For me?
Yes.
And I ain't even been hired in yet.
No, you've been hired. I said you're good. Okay.
They call me HD, okay? Because you can see me clearly. Humpty Dumpty. And I come here to bring the party. All right? I'm going to be out there dancing so good, you're going to come out there and throw some dollar bills. Now, I need to know when I can get started.
You could start now if that bus truck of people's coming here now.
Don't fret. You do need someone to push you on stage.
That's my manager. He's right. I am going to need you to push me on the stage, and I will need request somebody to pull me off the stage.
With all them ones.
With all them ones.
Because once you see this body flying around that stage, you can't go help yourself but dump your wallet out at me.
Somebody's going to also have to be hired to pick up the ones.
There you go. My manager will get to you with all the details. I think I'm going to head on out of here.
Okay.
Nice.
That was something.
I don't know. Wait, I assumed when you said a strip club, it was of a male strip club. Uh-huh. I assumed it was a. Sorry, I assumed it was a male strip club for some reason, like a gay strip club.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, that's what
well, I mean.
It wasn't necessarily, but that's
that's where I went with it.
Yeah.
Aaron just lost. I'm
lost for words after that performance. Yep.
But you hired him, though. You didn't discriminate.
No. You did the right thing, Eric.
Well, I mean, to be fair, there was incentive for money potential, so.
But the thing is, how can you be a stripper?
Well, you've seen that at the Roxbury, right? The guys with their necks and they have...
Yeah, yes.
It's a lot of that.
Yes, dude.
And the rest of the body just motionless, but it's naked.
Yeah.
So... So you're getting a show. I mean,
you're still getting a show.
Yeah,
right. It's like
it's just a different kind of show.
I mean, it's exactly like the ocean. Like, what's sitting on top just seems sort of like it's actually the opposite of the ocean. The water seems really still on top, but underneath there's a lot going on.
You tried to justify it so well.
Yeah,
it's like the ocean.
My point is, it's natural. It's beautiful. It's natural, and yeah.
That's okay. Good. I love it, dude. Okay. Oh man.
Well, Eric, I think we're up to your part of the podcast.
We're all the way up to me. So I have Name That Religion for you both, and I alluded to as if Quentin's hair was going to be shaved off or something. That's because you, my friend, are the leader or the pastor of baldism.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
All right.
And Pete?
Yes?
There's a special mission for you, for Mafiaism.
Mafiaism, okay.
Okay. You guys ready?
Yeah. Wait, hold on one second. Yeah, I'm here.
Which one should...
I don't know. I'll go first.
You're going first, Quentin.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
My name is Pastor Reginald. Reginald Bosses. And that's not B-O-S-S-S-E-S. That's B-O-S-E-S. All right?
So it's... spelled Bosses, but pronounced
Bosses. Yes, yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Can
we just call you Reg?
No.
Oh, Reggie.
It has to be either Reginald.
Reginald, okay.
Bosses.
Okay.
Or Reverend Reginald Bosses.
Ooh, okay.
All right.
I like Reverend Reginald Bosses.
I like it too.
Okay.
So, nice meeting you fellas here at this beautiful station you have here going on.
Likewise, shiny.
Shiny?
I was just alluding to your bald head.
Nah, thank you. I thank you, good sir. here at the Bald, we call it an academy instead of a church because we have rules. We have dedications that we like to apply by. Every morning, we all wake up. We pray to the Almighty of baldness, and we shave our heads, no matter if your head grew back or not. We take the razor, and we take the shaving cream to our entire heads.
And why is that? Why would you do that?
We realize at the Bald Academy that our skin needs to shine.
Yep, okay.
Our skin needs to shine. It shouldn't be hid under layers of fur or hair. We are at the Reverend Reginald Boss's Academy for Baldness. We believe that having a shiny head, even the women, it could make you more look like a smarter person. Look at the bald people of the world these days. Mr. Clean, Shaq. Michael Jordan, all great people. And I think shaving your heads, you both look like you got nice, pretty bald heads.
Oh, thank you.
And I can't wait to take a razor to both of them.
Wow.
Personally.
Wow. Is that something you offer all of your new converts, or are we getting special treatment? That seemed kind of dirty.
I am a reverend. Okay. Good, sir.
I beg your pardon.
Yes.
It just seemed dirty, but you're above reproach.
No, we are anything but dirty, good sir.
Okay.
We're anything but dirty here at the Bald Sir Reverend Bald Academy. We believe in shaving our heads, and we realize that shares the cleanliness of a spirit that we all have in common. Now, you, sir, would you consider shaving your entire head?
I don't know. I've never thought about it, really.
I think you should. I think both of you should take deep consideration.
Can I ask just sort of a protocol question?
Sure, go ahead. Shoot fire.
Does the carpet match the drapes in your church?
See, you've got that hair on your head, so you have these dirty thoughts. And I can understand that, and I tell you this, I've got hardwood floors. So, it does match. Anyway, above the subject, we like to have all of you come, we like to have you two fine gentlemen come to the academy. And just take a look around, and I think like you always see all these bald heads shining, glistening. You wouldn't want to. You would help yourself to join the academy. What do you say?
I'm gonna pass.
Excuse me.
Oh gosh.
Excuse me.
I'm glad you went first. I'm gonna learn from your mistake.
I like the warmth of hair during winter.
You never heard of a hat? A hood?
I am wearing a hat.
There you go. Then whatever could you mean?
Hair.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm trepidatious about this because I look much better with hair than without.
And who says this? When have you ever been bald?
Well, there's a Snapchat filter where you can see what you'd look like bald. And I think my wife's exact words were, I will divorce you.
Oh, well, that's just, she just doesn't, she'd get used to it.
Yeah.
My wife surely did. My third wife did. My second wife's. They just didn't know any better.
You said your wife's name is Shirley Did?
Shirley.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a beautiful name.
Shirley Did. And so I would like to have you fine gentlemen join our academy. Because I feel like you have something to offer here at the Reginald Reverend Bald Academy.
You know, I was considering joining, but you know, that's the third time you've said the name of your academy, and it's the third different way you've said it.
Yeah.
So I feel like there may be some sort of legal issues in your future.
You don't have to say it a particular way. Okay. You can say the boss's academy of bald men.
So if I called it Reg's, Reggie B's?
No, you have to say Reginald.
Well, you just said I could say it any way I want.
You can say it in any direction of where.
So Reg, the BB, school for the bald.
Yes, you can say it that way. Okay. That's perfectly normal and acceptable.
Well, I'm still not coming.
Oh, well, everybody comes at this church, and I appreciate you for your opinion, and I'll see you there.
All right. You certainly will not.
No, you will not. You definitely won't see me bald.
All right. Well, it was nice meeting you fellas. And thank you for the compliments on my bald, beautiful head. And we will see you later.
Very good. What? Nice guy, I guess.
Maybe a little too nice.
Well,
did y'all get creeped out by him?
He seemed a little shifty.
Really? Yeah,
I just didn't find Reg very trustworthy.
No.
No.
Yeah, he has that shadiness about him.
He just came off a little too polished. If you ask me.
Oh my gosh.
You seem overwhelmed, Eric.
Eric's facing a lot of religious decisions at this point in his life. So these are not just skits to him. This is him really experimenting with his spirituality.
That's fine. Like, yeah.
Get it.
Get it. Do it.
All right.
What?
Well, on that note, it's a me, a Mario.
Okay.
Hello, boys. It's a me, I'm Don Mario Fizzoli.
Oh, I forgot about you.
I was on your podcast some time ago. We were joking about killing each other. It was a real funny time.
I remember that time. You wanted both of us dead, I think.
Water under the bridge, if you ask me.
Interest you
in the breadstick? I just carry the free ones with me wherever I go. I make a lot of friends that way.
Those smell delicious.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. They're fresh from the kitchen.
You sound like Mario.
Bon appetit. I hear that a lot.
His name is.
He stole his line from me. I used to say, it's a me, a Mario.
And then he told
me. And he copied it from me. So if I ever find that little rat, he's dead.
No, that was aggressive.
At any rate, I'm here today to talk to you about the newer religion.
Okay. Oh, the mafia. Okay. All right.
Well, you know, we call it the mafiaism. We like to get you to join.
Okay.
We could do it the one of the two ways. We could do it the easy way or the hard way.
Can you explain both of those ways?
Sure. So the easy way is you just to come sign up in the church and give us all your money.
Okay.
We call it the protection of money.
Okay. And what's the other option?
The hard way is we take it from you and you're in the church anyway.
Oh.
And maybe we kill your family.
Oh, I'll take it out.
If we don't like you.
Okay, well, with this...
But you two seem like a sweet, smart boy, so I'm sure you'll make the right decision.
The right decision is joining.
I think so, but you have to make your own mind up. Click, click.
I guess we have no choice. I'm joining. I'm going to be a part of the family.
Fantastic. Once you're in, you're always in. You never get out.
When you're here, your family?
When you're here, yeah, well, this is not Applebee's.
That's not
You're
Olive
not my
Garden.
Family. No, no, no.
It's not Olive Garden.
This is a Fizzoli family, not Applebee's.
Olive Garden.
Okay, we don't say that name around here. We call it
We don't even give it the right name.
We call it Applebee's. Yeah, no, I think
Say the name again. I dare you. Say it. Do it.
Applebee's.
Say the name. Very good. You're a smart boy.
Applebee's. His gun clicked. But it was said with an Italian accent.
This church is great. Once you
click.
Once you get in, you never get out. It's a family.
How come even your gun has an Italian accent? The click, click.
I am a consistent. I'm a brand man.
Okay,
I
like it.
Consistent.
Honestly, I respect you. I mean, the fact that you can come out here and threaten people's lives so openly.
You should respect me. It's a wiser decision. Well, I don't guess, take it disrespect very, I take it very seriously.
I guess I'll join. I mean, I guess if my life depends on it.
Smart boys.
Yeah, I will also join.
Very good.
Okay.
Very good. I'll send you the enrollment form. We'll need your bank account number, ooh, the name of your family, everyone in your family. Please don't disappoint me. And we'll be in touch soon, and we'll be keeping several eyes on you.
Okay. I'm not sure. I think we might have to move.
Okay. And we are watching you right now. So please, nothing stupid. Okay. Ciao, Bella. Chef's kiss.
His gun was Italian.
He was so polite. So polite.
Very, very reasonable. He never once raised his voice
at
you guys.
No. Not at all. Even when he was threatening us.
Right. Very cool, calm, and collected, that guy. And such a silly voice. You think he'd maybe be a little more whimsical, but
no.
Underneath all of that sort of Mario sounding, like, there's a real killer there. I think you guys made a good decision.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I think I did too. I mean, it's not worth dying over, I don't think.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely not.
I mean, he gave you choices.
Mm-hmm.
That was true.
So
he could have just gave us the heart. He could have just gave us.
He gave
us one choice. Death.
Right.
Death was the one choice.
Right. Mm. All right. What are we up to now? I think we did. That was Eric's, right? So now we're skipping Quentin because he's got
skip me
duet. And while you guys were doing a little bit of quadriplegic stripper role play, weirdos, I was looking up some shower thoughts. So I have a handful of those.
Okay.
Which is interesting because I often do think about quadriplegic strippers in the shower.
Okay.
So here's a handful of shower thoughts for you. And I think for how quickly I pulled them together, the quality is still there.
Okay. All right.
So first one is, people who can properly handle lottery winnings are the least likely to buy lottery tickets.
That is true.
Probably, yeah.
If you're buying the lottery tickets, you're probably in debt to that lottery.
You may not be managing your finances that well.
That's true.
Here's shower thought numero dos. If the queen wore a pair of shoes once and sold them, they would gain value. If a random dude wore a pair of shoes once and sold them, they would lose value.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere in between the queen and the random dude is an equilibrium celebrity who could sell the shoes for the retail price.
Yeah.
That would be very interesting.
That is a true shower thought.
Yeah, that
is.
Because you sit there and think
that's
about it.
That's quite complex.
Yeah. No, but I get it. That's
but
crazy.
But it's totally true.
Yeah.
Like, maybe Jason Statham would be, like, the equilibrium celebrity who could buy a pair of shoes for, like, $80 and sell them for $80.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they were Jason Statham's. I think he could actually get more. I think celebrities could. No, they're probably in the middle. Because, you know, they're used, but they belong to him.
Yeah, we're not saying he signed them. We're just saying he bought them and now he's selling them.
Yeah. It's got to be equilibrium there.
Yeah, but the queen, she's getting more than what the shoes are worth.
Right.
And then the poor guy, they could be the same pair of shoes.
Right.
Poor guy, he probably wouldn't even be able to sell them. Nobody's going to wear shoes off some. I'm assuming he's a hobo.
A hobo? That's offensive.
Is hobo an offensive? Like, is
what does hobo mean?
I thought it was.
I don't know.
I think it's a
homeless
offensive
boy.
Yeah, I think.
Is it homeless boy? Hobo homeless boy.
So it's not offensive then.
I don't know.
I'm just gonna go with it.
Let's ask Siri. Is hobo offensive?
We prefer the term homeless.
Let's see here.
We prefer the term bum.
Here, I got it. Okay. It says, be careful when you call a vagrant or homeless person a hobo. Although this is exactly what the word means, it is a somewhat offensive term.
Okay.
So you better not be in swinging distance when you call someone a hobo, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody called me a hobo, I'd probably be mad too.
It's a disreputable vagrant. Synonyms are bum and, and tramp.
Oh, my gosh.
Would you rather be called a bum or a hobo?
Hobo. I think a hobo.
Hobo. Bum sounds like
get away from me, you bum.
I want to be related to a butt.
I love these. This just reminded me. I love these videos on TikTok. There's this guy that goes around and goes up to men that are very clearly men. Right. And he says, excuse me, ma'am, can you tell me how to get to? And then he asks them for directions. And they're like, what do you say? I'm a guy. He's like, so sorry about that, ma'am. Could you just let me know? And so he like doubles down on it.
Yeah.
I'm glad I haven't gotten up. I'm glad that hasn't happened to me.
These men are like, they get really mad about it.
You know what would happen if that happened to me? I'd tell them exactly where to go because I don't care.
Yeah, and they'd be like, was that a lesbian? He would be confused. Listen. You would turn the tables on him. He'd be confused.
Listen, just because my haircut does not mean that.
No, I didn't say you look like one, but you'd make him question.
Right, because you didn't question it.
I wouldn't question it. I don't care.
I would laugh. I wouldn't. I don't get why people get so mad about these things.
I'm a sir.
I won't even correct them.
Yeah. All right, so let's keep going here. People with cigarette butts and ash all over their car are usually seen as disgusting. But at least they're not littering by tossing them out their window.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Those people are kind of cool.
Yeah, they're the real heroes.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't want to sit in a car.
They're only killing themselves.
Right. Did I tell you guys I did? So this is my previous employer. I won't say who that is. But when I worked there, I oversaw kind of this random team of people. And we had a retreat over on the other side of town. I got a ride out there with somebody, mm-hmm. and I needed someone to bring me back to the office.
Right.
Well, I asked one of my team members who reported to me at the time if I could have a ride back to the office with her.
Right.
Big mistake. Her car had mounds, heaps of cigarette butts in the ashtray.
Man.
It was the dirtiest car I've ever been in. Super nice lady. And then I realized, like, that was my fault because I asked somebody if I could ride with them. Yeah. I'm their boss, and I put her like the worst possible.
Well, she's not gonna be like no.
Right. She's like, well, let's see. Do I upset my boss or do I show what a slob I am?
Yeah.
And she showed me what a slob she was. Although I wasn't surprised when I saw it. I was like, oh yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Right.
But. So now I just say, you know, it's okay. I'll walk. If your car's dirty, I don't mind. But all right. So two more here. Shower thoughts. If a sloth clapped, it would always sound sarcastic.
Oh, because it'd be very slow. The fact that I picked that up like a sloth, I'm like, what?
You are a sloth.
And then I'm like, oh, because they're slow.
Right.
Yeah, just like me. Jeez.
You are the slow clapping sarcastic sloth.
That was all S's.
That's a lot of alliteration.
Slow clapping.
It was
well, we got a C in there, but yeah.
Slow clapping, but with an S. replace the C with the S. You could do that, right?
Just clapping.
Cat can be replaced with an S.
And last but not least, people who perished climbing Mount Everest literally chose the hill they wanted to die on.
They did, in fact.
That's poetic.
It is.
They did choose the hill they wanted to die on.
Did anybody see that movie, Everest?
No, but I heard they eat each other. Spoiler alert.
Did they eat it?
Oh, that's a lie.
No.
That's a lie. You see, the problem is I'm a liar. What a trickster.
Do you guys have any sayings that you know you overuse? Like, at work, sometimes I will say that, like, oh, I'm not going to die on that hill. And then after I say it, I'm like, dad, you said that last week, you idiot. Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I tell everybody sarcastically, you're doing a great job.
Okay.
You're doing a great – I walk up somebody and be like, hey, you're doing a great job. And that's what I do, and I just –
Which probably means you're actually not doing a great job.
Yeah, most of the time.
Well, the thing with the good afternoon, because there's a whole story behind why I say good afternoon to people, because I work in the mornings sometimes as well, and it's because everybody says good morning, like to the people who have been working there since the morning, but they just got here. It's like 4 p.m, and it's because they just got up, and they want to make fun of the people who had to wake up early.
There you go.
So I say good afternoon to everyone in the morning.
Gotcha. It's
only in the morning, though.
Okay.
Got it.
I don't. I'm confused. Okay. We're going to keep moving.
People I work with don't get it either.
All right, so we're going to kick this back over to Eric, I think.
Woo. I have a would you rather.
Okay.
Would you rather only be able to eat sour fruits or bitter vegetables? Exclusively those, by the way. Not just random vegetables that are...
Can you give us an example of each?
A sour fruit, grapefruit.
Grapefruit.
A bitter vegetable, cabbage, raw cabbage.
Oh, okay.
I like grapefruit, so I'll pick
you
the
like grapefruit.
I love grapefruit.
Yeah, easy for me. I like grapefruit as well.
I don't like grapefruit.
And you can cut a grapefruit in half and just put a teaspoon of sugar on it.
Tastes much.
Try
delicious.
That. I can't do it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Grapefruit's so sour. How?
You know what? We not only would choose, we would gladly choose that, Eric.
Yeah, I would gladly choose
that. On behalf of bitter fruit lovers everywhere, F you.
I will never eat a grapefruit out of choice. You actually would do that?
Yeah.
Yep.
I would suck the you know what out of some grapefruit.
What do I know?
What else is in grapefruit?
Well,
what
Paul, else? Like Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said I would suck the you know.
I just thought you guys knew what that meant.
Right,
oh.
No, I get it. I get it. It makes didn't. Sense. It just it sounded weird the way you, okay. the way you said
Wiggle
it.
Hat.
Interesting. What would you pick?
I thought that would be a lot more difficult.
What would you pick, Eric?
I'd pick the bitter food. I don't want.
So you eat just, cabbage, just a raw cabbage.
You would be farting constantly if you ate cabbage.
He don't care.
I don't want my face to turn inward on itself. I can't deal with sour stuff.
They used to have a beer commercial where it was bitter beer face. Do you guys remember that?
Mm-mm.
And they would have like these really contorted, like puckery faces on these old guys.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so you're gonna go with bitter vegetables.
Yeah.
I don't see. I like. Kind of some vegetables, but I'm definitely picking a grapefruit.
What do you think his pee is going to smell like after a week of eating bitter vegetables?
Asparagus.
It's gonna, you're not probably going to be in a house with you.
Yeah, it's going to smell like battery acid or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so some people eating exclusively lemons and grapefruits.
Yeah, I bet.
You don't even get the good one like oranges because they're too sweet.
Yeah.
I love oranges, lemons. I can eat a lemon, just peel a lemon and eat it.
You could. I have such a problem with sour things.
I would orally eat a lime or a lemon.
I don't want to know what else, what other way you'd eat it.
So, and I just mean in through my mouth.
I know. I'm saying I don't want to know what other way you could eat
There's
it.
There's no other way to eat it, Eric.
Exactly. So I don't want to know.
Well, don't make it weird.
It is weird. It's currently weird. At the moment, this is weird.
Oh my gosh.
What was that? Oh no.
What just happened?
I dropped my wallet.
Oh, that's better than dropping a whole thing of soda or champagne.
Well, right. If we had champagne down here, this would be a lot more fun podcast, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we'd be
toasting each other a lot. Was that it? You just had one would you rather?
I did. I need to get more of those.
All right, I'm going
to
challenge you. Make up one right now on the spot. Would you rather? Have it be zany.
Would you rather have to fly directly into the moon or get closer to the sun?
That's a good
question. Sun.
The sun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mean fly on, like, and go land on the moon. I mean fly directly into it.
Yeah, I'm going to take the sun because you're going to die quicker with the sun.
I think you're going to, yeah.
You're going to die in both ways, but you'll die quicker with the sun.
I guess, yeah, you probably would die with the moon, wouldn't you?
Yeah. If you fly directly into the moon.
Yeah. Yeah. You would literally go out in a blaze of glory if you flew into the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd get cancer first before you even died.
You
though.
Would momentarily suffer cancer.
momentarily.
Just milliseconds.
Oh, man, dude.
You really would, though.
That's good that you came up that.
I came with that on the spot.
On the spot?
That was brilliant. It was actually better than your first one.
It really was.
All right, well, I think, boys, we're up to that time.
Is it? Really?
The time.
It's the time for.
It's the time.
The duets. We explained it earlier, but just in case someone.
Yeah, it's basically a segment where I have a song and the others two, these two gentlemen are going to do their best to sing it in duet form. Now, the song that we have today, which you've heard it before, it's no big deal. It's one of my favorites growing up as a kid. It's sung by Outkast, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, oh. I sing this all the time at work.
Okay, so.
Okay.
We have a menu item, a pizza called Miss Jackson.
I feel like the announcement of that was really anticlimactic. Can you just say it again, only with like a little more enthusiasm?
Okay.
Okay. You almost like apologized for it.
Get us, I'm sorry.
Get us excited, Quinn.
All right. Okay. For this song.
Yeah.
It's going to be done by Outkast.
What?
It's going to be.
Yeah.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Was that better?
That's what's up. Yeah.
So now if you want to, if we could. Y'all can look up y'all lyrics and see what you're going to do.
No, that, yep. Yeah, I'm hard-pressed to come up with, like, the lyrics for that one, so. But you got me excited.
Okay. Yeah.
So, all right, so we're going to press pause so that Eric and I can look up the lyrics and have them in front of us, but we're going to come back a little bit. Quinn, do you want to count us down, and when we're done, it'll
okay.
be the song?
Okay, when we come back, you're going to hear Sorry, Miss Jackson by Outkast. From Eric and Pete in 3, 2, 1.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your doctor cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your doctor cry. I apologize a trillion times.
My baby's drama, mama, don't like me. She be doing things like having them boys come out from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of the American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I'll disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. And let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, shoot, medical bills, I pay that.
I love your mom and everything, but I see it. But I ain't see one who laid down. She want to rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyers stay down. Shoot, you never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited. Despite it, I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you. Yeah.
Awesome. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
That's what's up. I think Pete nailed that while I stumbled through it.
You made your way through it. But Pete was in it, dude.
Pete was in it.
I was in it to win it, man. I was like trying out for Outkast when I did that.
Oh my goodness.
It wasn't great, but
he made it through it. I tripped my way through
it. I didn't
it.
Do great, but I did a heck of a lot better than Eric did.
Oh my. I couldn't read the words.
I can't wait to hear that.
Sentences weren't forming in my head. I'm like, what is he trying to say?
As you were rapping, I was looking around for things I could stab myself with.
I'm not a rapper, and I will never claim to be one.
I just wanted to go full Squid Game on that last one.
What is that supposed to mean?
Stab myself.
That's spoiler. Man.
Anyways, that was a challenging one, Quinn.
Yeah,
The actual chorus part was fun.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the more fun ones we've done. Although I think Aha last week was pretty amazing.
It was between that one or Hey Ya.
Oh, that's good, too.
But,
Yeah, this one's good, though.
I like that song.
It's hard to go wrong with Outkast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a couple of classics there. But I feel good. I feel uplifted.
Mm-hmm.
That
was really the goal I was trying to get for.
Yeah.
I wanted y'all both to be uplifted.
Yeah.
You know.
I just feel like, let me at Miss Jackson right now.
Yeah, she be having boys from the studios in the neighborhood trying to have you come around and fight you and stuff.
One of the harder parts was substituting a bad word for shoot.
Yeah.
Y'all did good. I
didn't know what we were going to do. I was going to ask, but I forgot.
Yeah, actually, shoot's a pretty common substitute for that.
Yeah. Because he said another word.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah, he said a swear word. A bad word for poopy. That's what he said.
Maybe you'll hear some words over on the other podcast eventually.
You probably will. We
probably.
Don't. It's rated.
Pete's going all out.
It's rated X.
I don't know what that's. It's rated XXX.
Yeah. It's basically a porn. We're gonna go do a porn cast.
Or an you know what?
A porn cast.
You know what?
Probably not. That'd be a little weird.
Yeah, that'd be kind of weird.
But you can say whatever you want over there, Eric.
Over there, yes. We are currently not over there.
I want to hear you cuss me out.
you know what? You might just hear it.
I want you to bottle up all the uncomortable rage, all you've ever felt for me, aside from just pure unadulterated love and affection and admiration. All the negative stuff, I want you to bottle it up and just let me have it.
I hope we get this.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen, I promise.
Because I'm excited for that. I'm also a little scared.
You should be.
I'm scared of what Pete can do if we uncensor him.
I don't think it'll be that bad.
No.
It might.
The thing is, we don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah. No, Quentin's just the disabled stripper in this one. Wait until rated I. Oh boy.
It's like the scene.
Roleplay's going to have a way new meaning to it.
It's sort of like the scene in Jurassic Park when Chris Pratt goes into the Velociraptor cage.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's going to happen here? Yeah. Like, it's interesting. Are they going to eat him alive? Is he going to outsmart him?
But he's the main character. So he has to make it out of there. But
you don't
he's
know.
He's also Mario. So. Mm-hmm. He has to live.
Pretty wild. Well, that was a fun one, Quinn.
It was.
I think what that means is I have duet next week, which means you boys, well, I get first pick, which means I'm going to take duet.
Okay.
And I have a week now to think of what to give you guys. I'm excited for it.
Hey, look, I don't mind doing anything. Now, I get worried when I've never heard the song before.
Right.
And then I got to try to,
I get worried when I have heard the song. So unless I know the lyrics by heart like Wonderwall. I don't know what
I swear doing. I've heard that song much more since we've done it on here.
Well, it's gotten more popular because of our podcast.
Obviously. Oh, yeah, nobody's ever heard the song before.
It's heavily requested now because of all the talkies out there.
All the talkies.
So, all right, guys. Well, I think that's going to wrap up another episode.
All right. My name's Quentin.
I'm Pete.
I'm Eric.
And you've been listening to
Talkie Talk.